The spirit of this world is characterized by selfishness. In contrast, true Christians are taught to show unselfish love. In what practical ways can we demonstrate our love for others? Please give your attention to Brother Brian Simchich as he answers this question in the talk, Keep Working Good Toward All.
Living deep in these last days, the world is full of selfishness and apathy. And so when people experience acts of kindness done to them, something as simple as opening the door or letting them go first in line can make a deep impression upon them. Good works are powerful to the giver, to the receiver, as well as to onlookers. Open your Bibles, please, with me to Galatians chapter 6, and we will read how God's Word encourages us to show unselfish love. So as I read this verse, notice the answer to the question, to whom should we work good? Galatians 6 and verse 10, so then, as long as we have the opportunity, let us work what is good toward all, but especially toward those related to us in the faith. What a sweeping command. We are encouraged to work good toward all. And it says not just once, twice, or maybe five times, but it encourages us to do so as we have the opportunity. And so when we do this, we're following Jesus' counsel to love our neighbors as ourselves. Does Jehovah notice when we work good to others? In Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 17, it says, the one showing favor to the lowly is lending to Jehovah, and he will repay for what he does. Think of that word picture. When we do good to help others in times of need, it touches Jehovah's heart, and he feels indebted to repay us for that. How does that make you feel? It encourages us to imitate him in working good toward all, as Jehovah does. So let's discuss three groups of who we can work good toward. The first group is our neighbor. Second, our family. And the third group is our fellow brothers and sisters of like faith. So let's discuss our neighbors. So when we show love to our neighbors by acting mercifully, that means that we show kindness, we show consideration, we want to help those who are suffering. So would mercy for our neighbors include helping them in a material way? For example, in a time of illness, or a disaster, or a financial setback? Absolutely yes. If we just hope our neighbors will be fine, if we just hope they'll be warm and well fed, that's not enough. Please go back to Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10. You see that little word starting with O? As we have the opportunity. So look for opportunities in a practical way to help our neighbors in times of need. If they're ill, maybe we could provide them with a plate of food or some other material assistance. But the best way that we can work good toward our neighbors is telling them the good news. Help them to learn about Jehovah and his purposes. The world is in darkness. They don't see good being done. And so we have the opportunity to teach them about Jehovah and his ways. So we can work good when we share the good news by using specific Bible verses that will help our neighbors or workmates, schoolmates, maybe dealing with a need of comfort, help in family life. In addition, Jehovah's organization teaches us to be skillful workers. Don't we appreciate the weekly series, Christian Life and Ministry, teach the truth section. So there we have a question, we have a scripture. Based on the chapter summaries, what can the Bible teach us? So the purpose of that part is to start a conversation, not to place literature, start a conversation. Ask them the question, get their viewpoint. Now you're going to show them what the Bible says, and it may touch their hearts. Leave them a question for next time, and help those rightly disposed for everlasting life. It's also important, though, to remember how we present the good news, whether formally or informally. Please turn in your Bibles to the book of Colossians, and we're going to see why the manner that we speak is so important. Colossians chapter 4, let's read verse 6. It reads, "Let your words always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you will know how you should answer each person." So God's holy word encourages us to use gracious, upbuilding speech. So it's not only what we say, but how we say it. A beautiful illustration here about seasoning our plate of food. A beautiful plate of food in front of us. Would you open that salt shaker and dump the whole container on your plate? Not me. But it says just season it a little bit. So gracious, pleasing speech can season the message from God's word. That's how we can help our neighbors. The second group that we can work what is good toward is our closest neighbors, our families. So family heads, work hard to provide for your family materially. But even more important is to provide for their spiritual needs. Help them to develop a relationship with our Creator, Jehovah God. Think of what the world and our own imperfections do to family life. Satan is the ruler, and his heir is all around us, and over time we can get worn down. So everyone in the family needs to be built up and encouraged. And so Jehovah's organization encourages family worship to meet these needs. Not just family worship hour, but family worship evening. Unhurried Bible instruction tailored to the needs of your family. Strive to have it each week. Make it enjoyable. Make it practical. Another way to work what is good in the family is that helping your youngsters. When they leave for school, they're surrounded by people who do not have Jehovah's thinking on matters. The worldly spirit can rub off. So many Christian parents spend time with their young ones before they go to school. Read the daily text. Say a prayer with them. That can mean a difference in their day. In addition, husbands and wives are encouraged to show love and affection to each other. This is good advice not just to newly married, but whether we're married 10, 20, 40, 50 or more years. Work hard as a couple to spend time together. Hold hands. Go for a walk together. Buy your wife some flowers. She'll appreciate that. Work in the ministry together. And when families do this, they keep spiritually strong and they're united. Yes, good works within the family. The third group is our brothers and sisters of like faith in our congregations. Think of the practical ways that we can show love to our brothers and sisters who work hard and put forth great effort to be at our weekly meetings. We have our older ones, like Anna, who are never missing from the meeting. They deserve our love and commendation. Families with young ones, single-parent families, who work hard secularly and spiritually for their children's welfare. We might tell them what impresses us, how they are raising their young ones to love Jehovah. So let's make it our goal to commend someone at our next congregation meeting. In that way, we do not give up in doing what is fine. In addition, we can provide practical help to our brothers and sisters in the congregation. Some may need a ride to the meeting or in field service. Can we make ourselves available? Homebound ones may appreciate assistance and support. Who knows, Jehovah might use us to answer the prayer of a needy one. It's also natural to feel drawn to friends in the congregation, maybe our own age or interests. But 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 13 says, open our hearts wide. This is a kind of a challenge, isn't it? Show brotherly love to someone not within our close circle of friends. So it might be working in the ministry with them, having them over for a social activity. The bonds of love will grow within the congregation. So yes, our neighbors, our families, our brothers and sisters in the truth all benefit when we work good and show that we care. But how do we benefit by imitating Jehovah? Please look at the scripture together in Hebrews chapter 13 with me. This scripture in verse 16 highlights how Jehovah reacts when we imitate him and work good to others. Hebrews 13, 16. Moreover, do not forget to do good and to share what you have with others, for God is well pleased with such sacrifices. So when we do good and help others in time of need, Jehovah views that as a sacrifice. But Jehovah just doesn't notice what we do. Look at the latter part there. It says, he is well pleased because we are imitating him. Another benefit comes when we follow of doing good is Acts 20 in verse 35. That it says, let us more happiness in giving than there is in receiving. So when we don't give up in doing what is fine, it's a win, win, win situation. Others are pleased. We are happy because we're imitating Jehovah. And Jehovah is well pleased. So in our busy lives, we all have the opportunity to work good to others. But that scripture said, let us work what is good. Work means effort. So we have to individually, in our part, look for opportunities to show a helpful spirit to those in time of need. And remember, Jehovah blesses effort. So when we put forth the effort to do good, Jehovah will reward us. So in the practical ways to show love and work what is good, we can provide a meal, help with yard work. In the Christian households, families strive to build one another up spiritually and support each other. In the congregation, we can be able to help those undergoing a trial, help them to endure. And when we share the good news with our neighbors, this helps them to get a firm hold on the real life if they accept the good news. So doesn't it make us happy to know that with all such sacrifices, Jehovah is very well pleased? If we take our program and look at the review question number 3, let's answer it. Toward whom should we work what is good? Answer, Galatians 6, verse 10. We should keep working good what is good toward all. We can preach the good news to unbelievers and act mercifully toward them in everyday life. We can also care for our families and show love to all our spiritual brothers and sisters. By all means, let us keep working what is good and work good to all.
Thank you, Brother Simchich. Your talk has helped us to see the many opportunities we have to work what is good toward others.